One of the questions we'll ask this morning, is your family under strain and continuing to be under strain during this these gloomy summer holidays? Are you already hoping for September and the new school term to come, and you're hoping that it'll come sooner as opposed to later? The NSPCC say counselling sessions about problems in the home reach their peak about this time of year. The research has been revealed as the Help Service Childline unveils its new online service for young people. Mairead Mons is the Childline Services Manager for this part of the world. Mairead, good morning. Good morning, Mairead.
Hello.
Yes, good morning, Mairead. We can hear you clearly there coming through. This new service that Childline has set up is online, but how much stress are families under on a gloomy day in August?
Well, we know that this last summer that we had 39,000 more counselling sessions to children and young people, which concerned family relationships and problems at home. So when there's tensions and stress, as families spend more time together, we have more and more children and young people contacting us.
We tend to think Christmas is the worst time of all for the stresses and strains. But if children are off school and they've got this wonderful hope of everything being brilliant, summer holidays and fun in the street and fun in the park, and it's raining all the time and they're stuck under their mother and father's feet, and maybe mom and dad are hoping to find employment, or maybe they are working and they can't get the right sort of childcare, and maybe the children are misbehaving. There's so many different factors in there. The really poor summer weather adds to the stress.
It does. And, you know, we do know that family relationships can come under pressure at this time of the year. And young people who contacted Childline reported feeling depressed, lonely and isolated. And indeed, some young people felt that their family life was so unhappy that they were considering running away.
Yeah, and of course, a gloomy summer picture doesn't help, but it's not necessarily going to be the kernel of the issue. What are the main issues that young people who are so depressed and threatening to run away, what are the main issues that are causing that mindset?
Well, among about half of the contacts that we took were about arguments and conflicts within the child's family. But we also had quite a lot of young people expressing worries about money, employment issues, and indeed some young people concerned about being thrown out of home, or indeed having been locked out of their own home. I suppose it's as families spend more time together, you know, you do have that added pressure.
Yes, give me an example of why a young person, you're probably talking about a 17-year-old at this point, would be locked out of their own home.
Just, I suppose, sometimes, you know, tensions and anger get so bad that quite often in anger, parents may lock a young person out. You know, there'll be lots of family dynamics going on at the time, but that does happen, and it would not be unusual for us to take contacts from young people late at night, or indeed during the day, you know, where they have been locked out.
It seems a pretty drastic thing to do. Is it always the parents' fault?
That's hard to know, because we obviously wouldn't be, you know, in the midst of this, and there will be different dynamics going on. But I suppose the important thing here, Frank, is that we do know that the summertime is a time of pressure and tension for children, young people, and indeed families.
So this new service that you have, it's an online service. I presume it's an extension of what already exists.
Well, it is. Childline has refreshed its service, and that's to ensure that we're keeping up to date with technology, etc., so that we can be there any time and any place that a young person, you know, wants to use us. So our new online service will ensure that children and young people who are using mobile devices, tablets, etc., are able to access the service at a time that they need us.
What would your advice be to parents who are listening to this programme at the end of their tether with the youngsters around them at this moment in time?
I suppose for both parents and for young people, try and get some time apart. You know, July, August can be a time when people spend more time than ever together. You know, people are out of routine. Try and, you know, find some time apart, respite from each other, I think, you know, can be very helpful for families.
Do you think the school holidays are too long, Mairead?
Certainly as a child, I loved the long holidays. as a parent, I probably think they are slightly too long. I think I would prefer to have a more modular system.
And is it something we need to approach the Department of Education about? Do we need to lobby the teaching unions? Do we need to get the message across that, you know, closing down the schools for 8 weeks just isn't acceptable in 2016?
Well, certainly organisations like the Parents Advice Centre and other parenting organisations would probably have more information on that than I would have. But I do know that lots of children and young people do find the holiday period quite a tense and disappointing time.
Yeah, disappointing because they're expecting so much. And we go back to the weather. If it was bright and sunny and beautiful, I don't think you would have the busy run that you're having at the moment. But because it is such a depressing summer, that must factor into it. For young people who are listening at the moment, Mairead, or indeed for parents who may like to find out more and possibly, because I'm saying possibly contact you, does that happen? Does a parent ever ring the NSPCC child line and say, I'm in difficulty?
We would be encouraging parents to contact our adult helpline. There's a helpline for the NSPCC where adults can contact. So that does happen, and certainly the practitioners on that helpline will be able to help parents to look for alternative coping strategies.
Okay, do you have both numbers or both ways of contacting handy there?
Well, certainly for Childline, you can go onto our website, and all of the numbers and how to contact us via our online service is there. The adult helpline, I can't say I have that to hand at the moment, but if you go online as well, you will find that NSPCC adult helpline.
Absolutely, it'll be up there on the website. The NSPCC website will have the detail. We never expect people to have all the telephone numbers on the tips of their tongue. I can hardly remember ours. Mairead, an important service, and I suppose people need to step back and take a deep breath and realise that there are worse things than bad weather. Sadly, so many families are going through those things too extreme sometimes to even have a proper conversation about on the radio.
Well, there is. There are times, you know, where we are significantly concerned about a child, our children in a family, and that can be fueled by tensions in family homes. Sometimes alcohol, etc., will play a part in that as well. But unfortunately, not every child is having an idyllic summer.
Totally, totally, totally. Mairead, thanks for letting us know about it. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Niall.
It's Mairead Maughans, the Childline Services Manager for Northern Ireland. 90-333-105. It's 9:15. It is another horribly gloomy day. Maybe you have a story to tell us about just how depressing it is being in your family, how difficult you're finding the summer and the challenges that you are facing. Or maybe on the other side of the coin, you've got advice, something that you could tell us that really would put a spark into a mum or dad or mum and dad who are absolutely challenged by the behaviour of their children at this present moment in time. Or maybe you have some advice for the kids as to how they could have a happier summer. 90-333-105 is that number.